My name's Robert Strang. I've lived here over 60 odd years. Born in the village and went to school in Carradale. There's a lot of children in the school because I grew up in the old school over where the fire station is. And every classroom was full, and that was 1, 2, 3 or 4 classrooms, all full. We grew up on a farm. We owned a farm way up by the cemetery. Grew up there, and it was always up there. Grew up there, and only one thing I can remember that took meningitis when I was 5. And I was on my toes well over a month. I can remember vaguely up at my granny's up at the farm, and it was from there I went to the back of my uncle put me in the back of a state car and took me down to Machrihanish and got the air ambulance out to York Hill. Then education, left school, went and trained as a chef. Then I packed that in and joined the fishing. And then when I got married in 1983, left the fishing when the kids came along and joined Carradale Golf Club. And I've been here ever since, 39 years. I brought it up to the condition it is nowadays. Mm-hmm. And everybody's compliment maybe on the course. And it's usually just a one-man band, myself, with volunteers helping. Like the volunteers will help strimming and stuff like that, but I do the main part, you know, cutting greens, tees, fairways. I do all the big stuff. When you end on a Friday and then you go, well, sometimes you don't get off on the weekend, you're working weekends. And then back on a Monday, it's a circle again. Just keeping it the way it is. Yeah, because Ken Brown, he's came and he walked around with me when I was cutting the greens. He's a golf commentator, and he really commented on the course. Well, it's a popular village, and people like coming here even to the caravan site, which is good as well, because they come to the caravan site, and then if they're golfers, they'll come up here and play golf, which is good for us as well. Yeah, the fishing's went down. There's no, just as well, Maui's come into it, and they've put a lot of, you know, stuff into the village and a lot of workforce as well, which is good. Maybe the schools get more attended, you know, more children for the school, you know. I've been in the fire service for 39 years as well. Yeah, I'm in charge. I've been in charge for a good number of years now. And I got the King's Fire Service Medal this year at Holyrood. So it was Princess Anne that presented me with that. You just train, go and do your weekly checks on a Tuesday night and do any training and stuff like that. And then if they page you, you work with a pager. And if your pager goes, you just go to the station. Can be anything, fires, water rescues, anything, that sort of thing. RTCs, road traffic accidents. I enjoy it, yeah.